Very important announcement to make. I'm going to say at the very end a very quick thank you, but I've had a number of people come to see me, a number of members who are catching the 1220 flight, and they have impeached me to make sure that we do end before 11:30. They do not want to miss the flight. And so we're going to aim for around 11:15, 11:20. And if you let those who are on that 1220 flight, once we conclude, let them move first. And their box lunches, by the way, are at the help desk. We've got your box lunches at the help desk for the 1220 flight people. So that means you can just pick up your box lunches and stuff and get out of here. Yeah. Okay? The other thing we're going to do, I'm going to start in a minute and get reports from groups, is that we will get the reports of each of the 10 groups. The idea now is to get a full report. If other groups have said what you've said, then just let us know, but don't go into explanation. We're going to record in detail all reports, and we will send back to you a full report on what you are saying. We'll also send back to you, in addition to that full report of everything, a kind of a synthesis. What are the common themes? What does it mean? What are some of the things that are outside here that we have to take a look at? Because we will not have time for that one and a half hour kind of discussion today. So essentially we want to hear your suggestions. We'll send them back to you, and we'll also do a synthesis, and we'll have a couple of iterations of that before we see each other on September 11. Does that sound reasonable? Okay, thank you. So we are going to, maybe this is not the system we're going to use henceforth, but let's start with discussion group one. Where are we? Okay, in Mike 15.
Okay, so we just have four main things that we discussed. One, we would like to know what happened with the big discussion we had yesterday about the submissions, and is there a decision that should be made about that somehow, like how we're going to handle the 1,000 submissions and make sure they're all read? Two, with regards to decision-making and deliberation phase in the fall, we felt that the order of decisions, the first one indeed should be core values, and we also recognize that there's probably going to be different priorities set for different areas, and we kind of divided it into three: urban, semi-rural, and rural. That just the prioritization of the core values could be different for all those three. The next thing is, once we ascertain what our core values are, to compare the electoral systems to the core values. And our group really liked the idea of some kind of spreadsheet that everybody could fill out, perhaps on transparency, and then we could work from the individual to the whole group, or to the subgroups and then the whole group, to see what everybody thinks about the core values to electoral systems. And then after we kind of come up with some main electoral systems that we'd like to explore, a discussion of implications of change. And some of those could be social, environmental, economic. We'd like to see more visuals about what would happen to boundary changes and things like that. And then finally, we would get to your question, do we want to consider change, and then your list of questions after that. We thought that at some point the Citizens Assembly members may want to engage in a debate in the big group. For example, people that are pro no change, people that are maybe, you know, pro rep and STV or something like that, just to bring the debate to everybody so that we have a common experience. And then the last thing that we'd like to see is more opportunities for participation of everyone and processes that accommodate this, whether it's more written submissions or, you know, just, yeah, some ways to facilitate everyone so that everyone's voice is being brought forward and heard. And that's it.
Tennis. Group two.
That's me.
Seven. Speaker seven.
The breakout groups, they should stop 10 to 15 minutes before the end, because some people in our group didn't feel there's clear summaries coming back to the plenary sessions. So just so the group can totally finalize and make sure everybody agrees on what's coming back to the big group. As far as the decision tree goes, we'd like a flow chart graphic of your questions with all the major points numbered, and each number with a tentative timeline for decisions, because we think time is going to be, you know, the most important item, so we know where we're going with that. This one, it's a mixed review, but over this summer, some people feel that CA staff should conduct a private survey of the 160 members by mail and see where people are currently standing on considerations of the decision tree questions, i.e. core values, local representation, and maybe at this point, are you considering recommending a change to know what's ahead? And we felt that people should come to the September session prepared with a list of their personal values, so they know where they're going when they come in into these discussions. And that was it.
Very much to group two. Group three. Jack. Okay. Jim. Jack.
Bill, actually.
Bill will work. Bill Jackson. I got him mixed up. Sorry, Bill.
It's okay. We have 8 points. One, we discussed the saleability of the decision and whether that should be a focus of the process, and there were mixed opinions. Two, to have the entire breakout group involved in the preparing of the final report of the back to the main plenary group, and to include minority opinions. And the breakout groups should not repeat earlier points, which I'm doing now on group two. And the order of reporting back should be randomly chosen. Three, we recommend that all of us read the Law Commission of Canada's report, particularly the values section, which is referred to in the electoral developments to read handout. Four, that we review the earlier electoral values that we determined in the assembly itself. Five, in the decision tree elements, that the key questions are probably included in the core values listed at the very start of the document. Six, we had two equal opinions. It was suggested that we have an independent political analyst explain the implications of the different systems on how are on the legislature, the government, and political parties, on how they work. And seven, that we need facilitation tools to manage conflict within the groups and within the plenary group. And eight, that Kara, our facilitator, did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you very much to group three. Group four. Chuck.
we didn't have that many points. We decided that we'd like to see more efficiency in the small group discussions, and we agreed that a similar format for the fall as we have now with group discussions and plenary discussions or plenary sessions. But we came up with this idea of being able to have the recorders meet before the plenary sessions to eliminate all duplications, and then maybe have one person report on for all the groups. And we'd like to see a PowerPoint presentation of that during the plenary session. And we also thought it might be a good thing to establish an earlier decision date, set a deadline to give us more time to deal with the details.
Good. Well, thank you, group four. Group five. Great. 28.
Thank you. Regarding the process and the questions, we were quite content with the plan of the decision tree. We thought that early on in the fall, it might help if we defined a few systems that might be acceptable to allow us to narrow our focus more quickly. Since our discussion groups up until now have been randomized, we were wondering if there might be a benefit to having one or two sessions where we were organized perhaps between rural and urban to see if our values differences would show up differently with an unrandomized discussion group. We like the flow of the decision tree because it allows decisions to continue flowing upwards and downwards. I have a great many hopes and fears, and they're not organized as to one group or the other. Mostly people were very comfortable and proud of what we have learned, but some fears remain. They're concerned about what ideas we may not have heard from the public. They're wondering what the implications for us as individuals will be after, if we make a decision for change, or if we do not make a decision for change, and what backlash there might be depending on the vote results. We all recognize that there's a limit to what we can expect the public to do. There's a fear of change, and we expect more reaction to that closer to election time. In the public, there are definite centers of great excitement mixed with a lot of people who seem to show a lot of uninterest right now, and that's frustrating for people. We're not concerned about public being excluded from the meeting process because with the daily statements, we're quite confident that everybody will be quite aware of what is happening and how our thoughts are going. There is a concern regarding sort of conspiracy theories or fears, and we felt that that threatened our trust and confidence in each other, and we felt that we needed to remind ourselves constantly to keep open to all ideas, and that we need to remember to trust in each other and assume the best of everyone. We're hoping that some people who may have come with preconceived ideas will not remain too rigid and allow that to impede our decisions. There was a concern that if we chose not to change, that people would think that it was a waste of time and money, and then we decided no, it meant that we came to a clear decision that there would be no change and that we liked our system. We're aware and or worried that we need to make sure we keep political blinders off and stay open. People reported that they were initially concerned that they wouldn't be smart enough to do this, but found that the hearings were quite encouraging from the point of view that we did know our stuff, and thank you to our educators. We were concerned that we might let the concern of whether a decision that we made was passable or not weigh too heavily on our choice, and we're concerned what the impact of the media might be on any choice or decision we do make. We discussed the 60% bit a little bit and the endurance of the choice that we might make. We want everyone to remember that they need to vote tomorrow. One of our really big hopes is that we find an enduring, successful decision. Perhaps a decision for change to the system. Big hope that we maintain respect for each other and everyone's views, that we leave our province better. People hope that this will help people to become more excited about BC and our politics, that we continue to make a difference in our communities and our province, and we would really like if there can be one big group or maybe four smaller groups around the province to get together election evening if we recommend a change so that we can be together to see the results of the vote.
Thank you, Sheila. Thanks, Group 5. Group 6.
Yes, we have 3 points and 2 questions. We would first off direct the staff to develop a critical path incorporating the questions suggested by Jack and the citizens' assembly members today in order to complete our task on time. The critical path must be approved by the CA members. We would direct Jack to offer flexibility at each weekend session as to the amount of time spent in discussion groups versus plenary. This time could be determined at the end of the previous weekend, and we would recommend more input from members on discussion questions. If we get to the point where we're thinking about suggesting a different option, we would recommend that if we're down to 2 or 3 choices, We suggest running mock elections using various alternative systems and ballots. And for this, we'd be willing to work on Saturday evenings. And we would recommend that whatever system, if and when we do suggest one, be consistent with the Westminster parliamentary system and the Constitution, and that we have exercised due diligence with respect to any system and or configuration of systems that we are constituting, recommending. An example of that would be looking at existing systems if they exist throughout the world. And other than that, just have a good summer and come back refreshed.
Thanks, Robin, Group 6. And if you want any members to work on Saturday evenings, we can have no further meetings in Prince George. Group 7, where are you?
I'm right here.
Party.
Okay.
Our suggestions really focused a lot around the values. And one point we had was that we really need to know where our views are now and if something could be done over the summer to... the suggestion is to maybe prioritize our values, have everybody send into the CA office and have a tabulation of that sent out to us so we all have an idea of what our values are as a group in September. The other question, a little question below that, is just how do we sort our values and blend them with the public view, if there's some direction there. There's on that prioritizing of values or ranking them, what's more important than the other, there's the idea of getting a detailed, you know, spreadsheet or something of showing maybe regional breakouts and stuff like that. One also suggestion to everyone is to in part of that, is to have a very good idea where your own values are and that you're ready in September. I think this kind of deals with preparedness and that we somehow have some where we're all on the same page going into September. And I realize everybody's varying workloads, but it would really be helpful if we develop tools to get that set up. A question to be answered in the priority of questions, we talked about the regional differences, and we feel that those situations should be addressed first or near the beginning. And if we can find consensus on those. Other groups have mentioned the idea of breakouts with regional groups, and that would, the idea behind that is if we're talking, you know, rural versus urban, is to try to build consensus. It's, you know, really trying to address that issue and having two groups try to call and echo what consensus could be reached there. Another idea there is maybe clarifying in our own minds or seeing polling the group to see where our values are on proportionality, because that one seems to move all over. Voter choice comes into that a little bit too. Conflict, we talked a bit about conflict and having some tools in place for the members to be more prepared for conflict, because we think that may come into play more in the fall than what we're used to. Some suggestions in our group is a little bit that a little bit of conflict may be healthy for some people because they don't feel that debate is strong enough. And, you know, in a humorous side, you know, one member mentioned that maybe we have to put respect aside for a little bit, but that was only...
that was a joke, of course.
Oh, yes. It echoed through our discussion group several times, and that was just to have a snapshot or polls of progress of how we're reaching some definitive polling of ourselves that we all could see as, you know, now, but... as we're moving through the fall, it might help us reach consensus. The question of change, of course, we need to answer that one near the top. In the preparedness part, too, we did discuss the reporting of the groups, as we see that as being an issue. Maybe more precise questions could be asked and answered in the discussion forum here. I know as a presenter right now it's very, very difficult to try to get what your group said painted as a picture I'm presenting here. We also talked about polling some of the results of the groups to just not so much as is just to give an idea of what consensus was, and the idea of really precise questions that we could answer maybe a little bit better than the ambiguous ones that we are trying to deal with. Then you could followize at the end with maybe some really important values or points or statements, which I'm going to read off in a minute here of our group. The submissions that was mentioned, we need to finish addressing that. The other idea was that all the members should consider just doing a really good review of all the systems before the fall, especially when we're hearing presentations on them in the first meeting, just having an understanding of. Okay. Just hang on one second here. The last thing that we talked about, we may have put forward some values. We sort of wanted to know about simplicity. And, you know, that's one example of a value that we thought should be kind of sorted out. But to put forward, we thought fairness and what is best for BC should always be at the forefront. It was something that we thought was important. Be creative and, find solutions in some cases. Don't think inside the box, but maybe sometimes we have to go outside the box to reach consensus. Like, let's not get discouraged if we reach conflict. Let's maybe look beyond where we are to find solutions. And the third one was that the system needs to meet our values. And this comes to compromise. You know, do you compromise the system or do you compromise the values? And what we're saying is that, you know, we have to look at the system before we compromise our values.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Harley. Thank Group 7. Group 8. Where is?
Right here.
Group 8. Show me again. Oh, sorry. Thanks.
No problem. In Group 8, we began by saying that we support the flow of the direction of the decision tree questions. We term those as the pro forma questions. Following on the pro forma questions, we broke down the flow into values, system choice, and the rationale and explanation for our choice following after that as the four discrete groups of questions that we would be answering. Following on that, then, once we'd made that choice, we decided that we were going to spend the rest of our time to further break down the values and what that might mean for the assembly, and we felt that that was where the main, if conflict was going to arise or a difference of opinion, that was where it would sort of be fleshed out and thrashed out, as it were, because once those questions of values are answered, then we can apply those answers to the systems that we have at hand, and that should propel one to the forefront for each member. That was our feeling. And so we have three specific suggestions to further along that process. The first was that the decisions on preliminary questions, and our facilitator pointed out that all the questions are preliminary up until the penultimate question of this is the system that we have chosen. And so those decisions that lead up to that final decision should be made in the plenary, and the small groups should be used to flesh out those questions and decide what values were important. And we felt that it would put undue pressure on the small groups if they were going to be responsible for any decision making in those small sections. Our second suggestion would be that we thought it would be very important to have sort of a self-selected small group breakout type weekend when we reached the system choice stage of our process, because and there was two reasons for this. One was general. We felt we might need a brush up, a mini learning stage, if you will. Not because we didn't know for ourselves what those systems were, but we're going to be dealing with very practical issues, and we wanted to make sure that we fully understood why some of the other members maybe would consider other systems other than the one we considered. Because if these systems are going to have any traction, it's very important to hear what other Citizens Assembly members have to say. Why are you valuing X system over Y system? Because I love Y system. And we felt that if we could somehow sign up for those groups perhaps and self-select ourselves into discussion groups, not to advocate, but to discuss those sections in detail. You know, so in my riding, some of the other groups have mentioned regional divisions. We would like to see that self-selected. You can self-select yourself. If you feel you need to know more about Y system because you come from another place and you want to know why they value that system, you would select that group. And that could be broken up so you could get three different discussions in one weekend. That was our second suggestion. Finally, we felt that we'd like to bring to the Assembly's attention that in every breakout session that we had this weekend, we still were concerned about the December to May section of time, and that's been brought up several times, so I won't elaborate on it, except that we're still concerned with the details of that time period and how that will look and how we can, I guess, follow through on our responsibilities that we've taken to December and what we should do after that. Thanks.
KCJ, Group 8, thank you very much. Group 9.
Under the core values, we thought that we might wish to kind of add or shade in somewhere acceptance and support of decisions made. Under the process, we also spent a lot of time talking about value, and while we agree that values will always underlie our decisions, we think that we eventually want to spend less time talking about values, determine what they are, and move forward. Are our values proportionality or local representation, or are they something completely different? You know, you can't have an unlimited shopping list. You know, you've got to keep an eye on what's on the store. And so for us, it was the balance. It's the balance between the values that is important rather than the values themselves individually. Our group talked about the fact that we'd like to eliminate some systems early on, those of at least interest in the presentations and the submissions, just in the interest of time constraints, and quickly move to determining which systems interest us most. As we keep repeating the mantra, the devil is in the details, we'd be interested in getting into the discussion of the details at an early stage and determining how that system may work for BC. So, you know, once we've eliminated some systems and selected some that would be more that we would consider, we'd like to get to the details of those as quickly as possible so that we can, that the whole group can discuss them. Obviously, we felt that it's important that members are strongly in favour of the system that's part of the final recommendation. We'd like to try and avoid a winner-loser scenario. Choosing a system is not a contest. We have to keep an open mind and keep the citizens of BC in mind. We have a suggestion at the end of each weekend we have a short forum or discussion on what will happen at the next meeting so that members can be adequately prepared for that discussion. We'd like to see a little bit more discussion between members in the plenary sessions. And we also felt that as time goes on and our discussions get more animated, we may want to consider having a closed plenary session without media. And then as Bill and Harley's group have suggested, they've talked about, you know, potential for contentious matters or conflict. We thought that we might want to have some sessions either on Friday or Saturday night that for any, quotes, extraordinary measures, which would be small groups where, you know, issues could be thrashed out, personality conflicts or people arguing against open or closed lists, things of that nature that perhaps, you know, can't be resolved within the larger sessions. We'd like to see if we can come to grips fairly soon with the issue of representation in sparsely populated areas and make a decision early on this. Is it still a big issue? Could it be an eliminating issue? I think we need to come to grips with that. Although we want to strive for consensus and arrive at the decision that most can support, we also want to remind us all that there has to be respect for minority viewpoints, and we think it's incumbent on us all to carefully consider all the presentations and submissions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. Group 9. Group 10. Mike 22. Thanks.
Hi. From Julia's group in Group 10, we had 15 articles on our list, and I've eliminated them down to six because they've already been said. So, suggestions for process during the deliberation phase. Two suggestions are, one, that we might have a discussion group that was all male and all female, just to get different viewpoints, and one discussion group where we actually present the opposing viewpoint. Under suggestions on the decision tree elements, we'd like to add 2 points for our core values. Is the system fair, and is the system economically viable? And then we have 2 more concerns that came up in our group that were not covered by others. One is, can we come up with a system outside of the systems that we've learned about? Because apparently there have been some presentations that are outside of the systems we've learned about. And the final concern with our group was, when we make the final decision in plenary, the recommendation is that we use the ballot buttons for privacy rather than show of hands. Good. And that's it.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, Group 10. Well, those are really, really good suggestions and comments and ideas. I'm not even going to try and even think of synthesizing what you've said, because it's not possible, and we said we wouldn't do it. But 3 things are very clear. One is the emphasis on values. Let's make sure our values are very clear and that we revisit them from time to time. Something else I think we all heard is that we don't mind doing a little bit of work over the summer, and we'd like to keep engaged. I will remind you that there are some holidays and everything else of staff and members, but clearly there's a commitment to doing something over summer and keeping engaged and keeping in contact. And I guess the 3rd one is a lot of talk about regional differences. Let's be aware that they may be there. I want these people to stand, if they will. Mary Jarbick, Douglas Waller, Evelyn Morrison, Jim McConaughey, Tina Ouellette, Will Shelley, and Darlene Dixon. We had a wonderful weekend in Prince George, and thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. This was really a great weekend. We got a lot done. We also had a bit of fun. And we look forward to being engaged over the summer, and very much looking forward to seeing you back in the Watts Center September 11. Goodbye to all of you.